Hello, thank you for calling ArtsShop Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Yes, Lindsay, it is Lynn Shabbat, but I'm calling because I did get the postcard about ArtsShop Fiber is in our area. I did run into a gentleman, about 3 months ago maybe, because he was kind of like walking around with like a horseshoe street. And I'm thinking he's looking up at the poles and everything and not talking to him. But he just said he was a, oh my God, what's the word he used? I can't think of it right now. He was not a technician, but he was the guy that evaluates whether it could be done on our street. And yeah, we talked a little bit about it. And I said, wow, that sounds good because you tell me how it works. But so I've been kind of waiting, but now I am ready because I want to go ahead and get on the list. But when I go on, you know, I scan the, what I want to say with my camera, 73, and I'm losing all my words. Yes, thank you very much.
Yes.
So anyway, it does show, it says 1 gig, only $69.99, free installation. But when I fill out all the information, it comes up with $79.99 with automatic billing. But then it's showing, because then I went on chat and she said, oh no, you're right, it's supposed to be $69.99. but now I'm thinking they were giving the price for 2 gigs was going to be the $79.99. so I figured I better just call you and do it by phone.
Oh no, that's okay. Yes, and I have that right in front of me. The 1 gig is usually $79.99 a month, but if you sign up with auto pay using your bank account and paperless billing, it is $69.99 a month.
Oh, okay. But I didn't even see that option when I was trying to do it myself. I only saw the 2 gig one. So can I sign up for the 1 gig? Because now I just went up to try to figure out what am I getting from Spectrum. And it looks like, because somehow then I saw where they say I could pay another extra $30 a month to get a gig. So it is a good deal with you guys, because I'm already paying like $89.99 for Spectrum, for auto pay too. And I'm going to change a lot of things with Spectrum. But in the meantime, I'll get myself signed up for you guys. But then I would have to wait till that's all done anyway before I make a move on Spectrum and tell them to stop my internet.
Yes, I understand. Yes, you can sign up over the phone right now with me if you would like.
Yes, I would.
And I can help you with that. Okay, yes. Okay, let me see here. We can go ahead and just sign up the form. It doesn't take very long. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Okay, so now my husband's name is on the Spectrum bill. Should I keep it the same for this one then, or it doesn't matter?
It's up to you. It could be either name. Yes, and we could probably add both. Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. So my name is Lynn, LynnSchabot, Shabbat. And my husband is Stephen with a V.
Okay, thank you. Let me just see here. Okay, and your first name, that was Lynn?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And your last name, Schabot?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And your husband, Stephen, Steven?
Correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And what is your phone number?
That's good. Because then if you want to talk to somebody, they won't say, oh, I can only talk to one or the other. So that's good for both of us.
Yes, we can
We've
add
married, coming up on 50 years of marriage in another month. So
oh, wow.
We've been around together a long time. Okay, go ahead. So what else do you need?
Yes, what is your phone number?
My phone number is my mobile number, and it's 845-594-1891. I got rid of the home phone.
Okay, yes. And so that was 845-594-1891?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is the address you're looking to get service at?
And that's 10 President's Place. And that's Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And so that's 10 Presidents. And Presidents, is there an apostrophe or it's just T-S?
No, it usually comes through without the apostrophe. So then place the mailing, they usually want it.
Oh, no.
Put down T-L for place. But, yeah, it's no apostrophe usually when somebody's mailing something to us. So
Okay, yes. So just 10 President's Place, Kingston, New York?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Let me just go ahead and look up your address here. Okay, yes, I do see it here.
Okay.
Okay. And then, okay, I do see here that service will not be available until October 25th. And so you could sign up today, but we won't be able to schedule an installation appointment until October 25th. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's what, from everything I read, that sounds like good. That's what I was expecting, so.
Okay, yes. Okay, and so when it does get close to that date, sometime that week, someone from Archtop 5 will contact you to schedule that appointment. Okay?
Oh, okay. So will it be like one of those 888? Because, you know, if somebody doesn't leave me a voicemail, I mean, I just don't pick up. And, you know, because of all the scams and all the things that are going on all the time. So, you know, if I recognize your number, then I would certainly pick up. But you would probably leave a voicemail, right, if you were trying to reach me?
Yes, they would leave a voicemail. And our main
Good.
Number,
okay.
I'm not sure if it would come from our main number to schedule an appointment. And our main number is 855-272-4687. But it might be a different number for them scheduling that. So they would leave
right.
you a voicemail if you just want to give a call back.
Okay,
yes.
That sounds good.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you some questions now for the application. Is this location
okay.
a home or a business?
It's a home.
Okay. All right. And you said you were interested in the 1 gig internet plan?
Yeah, I think that would be enough. I do use, you know, because it has the old plaster walls, I was told by Spectrum when we just weren't getting very good service. So I did buy two of those extenders that I have the main thing up in the, you know, up in upstairs in one of the bedrooms, I'll call it. And then I have one at the bottom of those stairs and then one, another one in the dining room. But I don't even know if I'm going to need them with this. I don't know how that would work.
Okay, yes. And so for something like that, you could always start with the regular plan, and then afterwards, if you find that you're not getting the coverage, you could add an extender. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Because I saw that you do have extenders. I saw that.
Yes. And so would you like to wait on that, or go ahead and add one now, or just wait?
So when you do add one, what do? Mail it to me?
They would bring them. Oh, okay, yes. If you ask for after, they could bring one to you, or they might be able to mail it to you.
Okay,
yes.
And how much is the extender?
The extenders,
do you have that right there?
Yes, $7.99 a month.
$7.99 a month. And I was just looking where Spectrum now has them. But it wasn't bad, though. I think it was only, I just saw it. Just while I was looking at all this stuff. I think it was, I don't know. Not bad a month. It wasn't bad at all. But I think less than what you just said. But
okay, yes.
It doesn't matter. So, but they can only be used with their router, theirs. But now yours would be something that is used with whatever you have.
Yes,
okay.
And you could either, I'm sorry, go ahead. Yes.
I mean, I could wait to see if it's going to work. Let me ask you this. You know, what kind of machinery is with it, for a better word. You know, when you set this up, then there's something like a router, like Spectrum has a router and then a modem. Is that what comes?
Yes, we offer free Archtop wireless equipment with a router, or you could always use your own. It's up to you.
Oh, okay. So then it would be like one piece, like one, just the router.
Let me see here. I do
That's
think
what
we.
It is?
I'm not sure, actually. Let me see here. I can find that out.
Okay.
I think we only have the router. I can find that out while we're on the phone. Hold on one moment. Let me just
okay,
make sure
great.
Here. Hang on one moment. Let's see here. And then, so would you like to use Archtop equipment, or would you like to use your own?
Well, I would probably just use yours, right? It says equipment
okay, yes.
included in this on the card. Free installation, two-year price guarantee, no contracts, equipment included, free home, whole home Wi-Fi, unlimited data. So would that be the router then, equipment included?
Yes, that would be everything that you would need. Yes, some customers do like to use their own equipment, and that's optional.
No, whatever, you probably have the better stuff than me trying to find one. besides just needing more work trying to figure it out. I said to my husband, we just want to get a couple of things done around the house, like the side of the garage, and get it. And he was going to do it. I said, oh, God, you really don't have that time. Let's see what somebody's charges to put a couple more cedar shakes on that side and paint it. But oh, my God, sometimes it's always somebody's coming Tuesday, give us an estimate, and you're like, all of a sudden, it's a roofing company. I said, wait a minute, we don't need a roofing company. Lord. So you're like, oh, maybe it's easier if I have my brother come down and help you do it, Steve. It's just too much to think about at our age, I tell you, because we do a lot with the grandkids. You know, my daughter has twins, 16-year-olds, but they're all in sports, you know, the ones here. Then I have two down in Manhattan. But, you know, we do a lot of the help. She teaches, you know, blah, blah, blah. Pick this one up. That was got practice. Even during the summer, they got practice, and then they were working. And you know, we just do a lot of that help with them, dropping kids off, picking them up. And of course, you know, one's a cheerleader, and the other one's in soccer, so they have different different practices. But you know, I retired early to take care of them when they were born, because they had, you know, multiple problems that we knew they would have needed a lot of speech and OT and that stuff. So anyway, they were early and connected in the placenta. But anyway,
oh wow,
so,
yeah.
So, yeah, we stay busy with them. So all this other stuff has been pushed aside on my dining room table. So finally I'm trying on this holiday weekend take care of some stuff. So yours was one that was pushed aside on a pile of to-do. So if I can get this done. Okay, so, all right, so then, so that would all be included. Now, what I'm wondering is, because I have it up in this one bedroom, which is my son's room, only because somehow the Spectrum internet came in that way. Now, I just soon have it downstairs, so I don't know. They can do that then, probably, wherever you want to hook it up, right?
Yes, and I can make a note of that. Yes, at the end, there's a space where they ask if there's any information for the text that will be there to install, and we can make a note of that later on, that you would like it to be downstairs.
Yeah, because they don't need to know or even look at what we had up there, right? The router and the modem, and it was all, you know. Then it became, I guess, maybe they did something that it didn't have to be hooked up, you know. But I think there is one that goes into the phone, Jack. Yeah, it comes through the phone, right? The modem, yeah. So, you know, it'd be kind of nice. But now we don't have a phone jack down here. But does he actually do over on one side? Do they hook something up to a phone jack, do you know, or you don't have that answer?
Okay, I'm not sure. Yes, I don't have that answer. I'm not sure what they all do during installation.
Well,
I could find that out if you would like.
Well, when they come, he'll probably just take a look at everything, and they'll do what is the best thing to do, right? I imagine. Right?
Yes, yes, and they'll be able to explain that more during that appointment. Yes.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So we'll just make the appointment for you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so now what else do you need from me?
Okay, yes, and then let me see here. And so did you, you said no for the Wi-Fi extenders right now, correct?
Correct, because then when he comes and sets it up, we might have a pretty good idea then if we're going to need the extenders, I would think.
Yes, and he'll probably be able to survey your house too if you would like, and just kind of like give an estimate, like, they'll probably know if people generally need an extender
right
in their house. Yes.
Right. That's good. Okay.
Okay. And then were you also interested in our phone service or just the internet right now?
No, the phone, we did away with the home phone. So I took that off of our Spectrum, and my granddaughter said, oh, you're with the times now, huh, Grandma?
Oh, no.
We got rid of the home phone. But yeah, we just use my cell and his cell. I could give you his cell phone number too, by the way, just in case.
Okay, yes, I'll go ahead and take that down here. Let me see here. And so what is his phone number? Yes.
He's 845-594-5061. And I'm more apt to answer the phone, but so always use mine first.
Okay, yes. And so that was 845-594-5061.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and then let me see here. Do you own or rent the property?
No, we own it.
Okay, and then
we're
how
the
are
bank.
Your current... Oh, yeah, yes.
Mortgage.
Yeah.
I just refinanced, got rid of everything, even the car payment, but still good, but now the mortgage is way up there, but that's okay. Only one big bill. So that's good. But anyway, what's your other question? I'm sorry I keep interrupting.
That's okay. Yes, that's all right. And then next is, how are your current utility wires feeding into your home? Is it through the air or under the ground?
My utility, let me think, like the electricity comes in from the pole to us.
And okay, yes.
I don't think, only thing coming in underground is our water pipes and our sewage pipes.
Okay, yes,
water
okay.
Pipes come in another way, so then we had a big leak out, and I thought it was in the road, so it was their responsibility, but it turns out so far into the road, they don't count. So we had to have $10,500 worth.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, and the guy, but I'll tell you, do you own a home, by the way?
No, I don't. No, I rent an apartment.
Well, if you know anybody, what we found out, because I had, all of a sudden it struck me that, because our sewage, years and years and years, we had to replace that, and we had to pay for it and dig up, you know, the lawn and the bluestone that's on our sidewalk, but a lot of money. But this one, I started thinking, wait a minute, I think I saw a rider on our homeowner's policy coming, you know, for a year or two, and I had the option of opting out, but the total was $60, but the part of anything, any things coming in underground, which was the water pipes, was only like $15 a year. So I said, no, let's keep all that. Well, sure enough, out of $10,500, my homeowners paid $10,000. So that was a relief. So if you know anybody with a homeowner's policy, this is in, you know, Sterling. Is it Sterling? Yeah, Sterling. Sterling is who we have it with. It's our local agent, but anyway, yep, so I digress. So it comes, yeah, that's the only thing, those only things that come down below, underground, is sewer pipes and,
the water?
The other one.
Or the...
Thank you very much, water. Yes. I had an amnesia event, which they thought was a stroke about a year and a half ago, but after a billion tests and 3 days in the hospital, it's called transient globular amnesia. I went up in the attic to bring bins down to take down the tree, and my husband got home, and I know I went up there because I knew I had to do that, but I don't know at what point I didn't know what I was doing. It's a total interruption of your brain to make short-term memories. So it was so weird.
I've never even
heard
of that before.
Most people haven't.
Wow.
It's very rare. So my husband came home and found me sitting at the kitchen table not doing anything. Red flag. And then he said, I looked bewildered when he said, oh, what are you doing? But he had talked to me at 11:30 and I was okay, but at 4 o'clock. So anyway, he said, well, come on in, you know, take me in this, you know, into my living room. Let's go sit on the couch. And then I saw about 4 or 5 bins, which I don't remember until I got home from the hospital, those bins. And I said, who put those bins there? He said, well, I don't know. You must have. No, I didn't. And he said, you must have been in the attic. And I said, I wasn't in the attic. So then he knew, oh, my God, I know she was up in the attic. So it became a big thing. But he thought I was dying, so he was going to let me die and put his arm around me in his arms. So I said, oh, you didn't call the ambulance. But then my daughter called to say, is your mom going to get Aylin at cheerleading practice? And I never would have forgotten that. But then she zoomed over. They got me out. My hospital's only like 4 blocks away. But they did. They treated me so good. And they, you know, and I kept saying to my daughter, isn't that doctor coming in? Mom, he's already been here. She said, I couldn't. And it took me a long time. But when I'm talking to you, come up with words. That's why I'm having trouble coming up with words. You know, then it'll come to me eventually. But, and then the short term, if somebody wants to say, oh, well, I'm going to be there Thursday. Well, I got to write it down.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Yes, could have been a lot worse.
Yes. Okay, yes.
I forgot what you were going to ask me again. The wires come off of a telephone pole, both, you know, the ones that would hook up to the television and everything. So everything comes in that way.
Okay, let me see here.
So you're going to be underground, right? Did the guy tell me that yours is underground?
We have the fiber. Let me see.
Yeah. I thought he said you won't get things from like wind where your internet goes out because the lines are swaying. And he was kind of telling me a lot of really neat things. He was, whatever, I can't, still can't think what his title was, but a very nice guy. He gave me his card, but now I don't know what I did with the card. But
oh, no. He might have been a survey tech doing surveys.
Yeah, but he had almost like an electrical engineer. His engineer, maybe that.
Oh,
that's
okay.
He was
yes.
an engineer. So, but anyway, but I think that's what he said, that they go underground. That's why, and the weather doesn't affect it, your internet.
Okay, yes. And they'll do like a drop outside your home first and then the installation appointment inside. Yes.
Right. Okay. Alrighty. Sorry.
That's okay. No, that's okay. And then the next question here we have is your billing address the same as your home address?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay, let me see here. Okay, let me see here. And then I just have some information here to fill out. And then what is your email address?
Yes, that is S, as in Steve, S-C-H-A-B-O-T, at HVC, this is Hudson Valley Cable, .rr.com.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. And so that was two S's. That was S and then S again, C-H-A-B-O-T, at HVC. Dot R-R dot com.
Okay, so just go back to the H. You have HBC, but it's HV as in Victor. See?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Let me see.
Everybody does it. I want some to just my whole email, but and just do Gmail because that's easy. But it means, oh my God, I have to notify so many people, and I just can't do that. So,
oh no! Yes. Like yes, and so
it.
I'm sorry. Let me see that again. So that was S and then your last name at H as in happy, V as in Victor, C as in cat, dot R-R dot com?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me see here. Okay, and I've added both of your numbers here. And then how may Archtop Fiber contact you? May we contact you through the phone?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, and then through email?
That would be fine.
And then may we also text you?
Right. And actually, I prefer text before email because sometimes you have a little trouble with the email. So.
Okay, yes.
Like something doesn't come, but then it is backed up by Gmail. So then I have to go to the Gmail site. But so you could, but just I would prefer the text before that. Either call or text or the third thing could be email.
Okay, yes. I can always opt you out of the email if you would like it to divert both to the phone and texting.
Right. I guess you could use email. You know how you get so much email? You're like sometimes all of a sudden if you haven't checked it in a day, all of a sudden something's way down there, that you may have missed because, so far down. But anyway, yeah, I guess. Well, they would probably call or they'll text, right?
They would probably call first, would be the main form.
And I always, I check my messages all the time with text because that's what the granddaughter would be calling on my daughter or whatever. So, I know for sure I would, either the phone call come and I get the voicemail or I would get the text and I do read the text every day. So, I guess that would be my last choice, would be the email. So, I don't know if I need that. Okay.
Okay, yes. And then there is just some disclaimers here. For the phone opt-in, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded, from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then for the emails, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. Is that okay?
All right, but so it wouldn't be just your email coming, right? It wouldn't be just from you guys. It would be just different marketplaces all over the place that you end up getting so many emails. Is that right?
Yes, for this you can always opt out if you would like to opt out. This would be marketing and information from Archtop. Yes.
Yeah, I don't mind getting marketing information from Archtop, but, you know, to get it from, oh, I don't know, Windows and not all these other companies that all of a sudden you got all these emails. But it would be just Archtop about their fiber stuff. Or,
yes, I do believe so. Yeah, just okay. Archtop.
Okay,
yes.
If not, I'll ask that at some point if I have to. If it gets to
okay,
be
yes.
Too many emails. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay, yes. And then for the texting, may Archtop can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you will be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. Rest assured, we only use this method to account-specific updates. For account-specific
mm-hmm.
updates, we will not send
mm-hmm.
you any advertisements on your cell phone unless authorized.
Okay.
You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communication via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yes, that's okay.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. And then the last thing here is the termination service disclosure. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. And then for any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your eCare account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Okay, so do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Okay, yes.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. Okay, and then you can also check your email for instructions on how to create your eCare account to manage your services today after you register. Okay?
Oh, okay, eCare account. So, therefore, so is that when I would, like, say, I don't know when I'll get that email, but or text or whatever, but then I would set up the eCare account, you said? But that
yes.
will also be the auto pay? But I don't do that till you install it.
Okay, we can set up the auto pay with your bank account today when you apply, and then they will call you to set up the installation appointment when it's available.
Okay, then if something like came up that I was like, well, wait a minute, which I don't think it will, but you can cancel that part.
Oh yes, you can always
cancel
anytime.
The auto pay and whatever I write on eCare and the auto pay, that can be canceled, right, without any cost. It's just that once they come to install, then, you know, you whatever you do.
Okay, yes, you can cancel any time. There's no contract.
Up until,
and so,
right, okay.
Yes, you can just call to
okay.
cancel. Yes.
Okay, so I might as well give you the information, then I don't have to think about it.
Oh, no,
like
yes.
With coming out of the auto pay and all that.
Okay,
or
yes,
you want to send something, you want me to fill it out?
That's okay. We can sign up for the bank account today. But before we do, as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a
okay.
deposit is required. This will not
okay.
affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information
Good.
To validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass
okay.
the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. So are you willing to do a credit check today?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, yes, thank you so much.
Right.
Okay, let me see here.
And why don't you take, because I was just looking at our credit scores, and actually mine's better than my husband. so you could put it under my, like, the Lynn Shabbat one, the credit check.
Okay, yes. Let me see here, and let me see what I need for this here. Let me just go ahead and fill this out here real fast. Hold on one
moment.
I mean,
he still is okay, too, but.
Okay.
We refinanced and we paid off like all these things, but yet it takes so long to get to the credit people. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they say, "Oh, paid off your Mr. Cooper mortgage." Well, we paid it off, but then you know it's a whole new mortgage, so it looks like, "Oh, you paid it off." Oh, but now you have a new mortgage. But you know, some of the credit cards were shown as paid off, but not all of them. So. Just takes,
oh, no.
I guess, the different credit bureaus to get all that information and then change it, but we're still okay.
Well, that's good. Yes. Let me see here. And then for the credit check part, the only new information I will be needing is, may I have your Social Security number, please?
Savings bank.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me on the line? Hello, Mrs. Shabbat. Can you hear me on the line? Okay, yes. Hello, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Okay, Linda.
Okay, yes. I cannot hear you anymore. I will attempt to call you right back after this, okay? Okay, thank you for calling Archtop. Have a good day.